This is 89.5 KBOC at the Heart of the Arts. I'm Jane Hilton, and I'm joined today by Jeff Harris, the founding director of the Sonoran Desert Chorale. Thanks for dropping in, Jeff.
You're most welcome.
Now, I understand this weekend's concert is also a bit of a sneak peek to the Sonoran Desert Chorale's performances in France this June as part of the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
The title of the concert is Requiem for the Fallen, and we sing music. The first section is all about peace, with a wonderful starting piece entitled Dona Nobis Pacem by American composer Z. Randall Stroop, with soprano in the choir Meg Gardner. He uses full pipe organ, Dr. Bonignoni at the keyboard of the organ, and then we move into a contrasting piece entitled In Pace by American composer René Clausen, and then finish up with the Lux Aeterna, which is Light Eternal, by another American composer, Edwin Fissinger.
The works that you selected for the program, Fourways Requiem, I believe, was written like the 1880s, early 1890s?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, are any of the selections actually written directly in response to World War II?
No. Of course, it precedes that era, but Fourway does a masterful job of creating beauty, and we're just using this music to express again, we're honoring those who have given their best to our country, and the Mass for the Dead is a part of that honoring of these folks. It fits really well with beautiful music, and we're able to use a pipe organ in every venue, which is one of my requirements when we travel. And so it lends itself really well.
And then in a few weeks, the Sonoran Desert Chorale will actually travel to Normandy and perform this concert.
June 5, we sing a memorial service in the church in Saint-Mère-Église, which was the first village liberated from sea on the D-Day. And Saint-Mère-Église has this very small church. 82nd and 101st Airborne will be in the service. Those in attendance will be dignitaries from France, England, America, Canada. And we're doing a memorial service for those of the 82nd and 101st Airborne. Should be a special moment. The next night, on the 6th of June, D-Day, we're in Bayeux, which is not too far, just off the coast, in the Cathedral of Bayeux, Notre Dame, in which we get to do a full-blown concert.
Now, putting together such a special program, I imagine lots of stories have started to percolate.
Well, they have. We have one particular that's unique for the chorale. Wendy Stapley is a charter member of the chorale. Her grandfather parachuted in with the 101st Airborne 506th PIR group on D-Day into Saint-Mère-Église. And after that time, he received a Silver Star for his valor. He then dropped into Holland, was in an army hospital, which took a direct hit and was killed in action. He was found in 1971, his remains, and the story just has evolved from there. Wendy's mother, Sharon, an original of the choir as well, the village in Holland actually flew Sharon into Holland and for the 50th anniversary of D-Day, which is just makes the story sort of overwhelming for everyone.
I bet these will be the first of many stories to come forward.
Absolutely.